Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Second date update.
I think there's this big misconception that when you meet the one, it's love at first sight.
Oh.
Like there's an instant attraction, a sudden unspeakable connection there, money's exchanged, and then boom, you're in love.
Money?
You know? But sometimes,
okay.
The truth is the best love stories can be the opposite, where they start with disappointment at first sight.
You never hear those ones.
They don't make the movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does. Think of The Notebook. She doesn't like him when they first meet. In fact, I think Ryan Gosling tries to hurt himself when they first meet.
I don't remember him, so that's hard.
I was drunk on a plane when I watched it, so I can't give you the details.
But I'm just saying, love comes in all different forms.
Okay,
and that's what happened for one of our listeners, Candace, who met the guy she wants to call today in an unusual way.
Huh.
Candace, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Ooh, right. I'm intrigued, Candace. If you say that you met him online, though, I'm going to be upset.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Before we get into how you met, what's the guy's name?
His name is Teddy.
Okay.
All right. So how did you and Teddy come to be?
I met Teddy in a parking garage.
That's also not very romantic.
No, that's like my fear, actually.
She was hiding under his car.
Excuse me. Yeah. I know of a lot of love stories that begin in a dingy parking garage.
Usually where I have my pepper spray out.
Keep going, same. Candace. What happened in this parking garage?
I was coming off of the elevator, and there was a guy standing by my car looking really, really upset.
Oh, my God. I mean, how were you feeling? I would have been freaking out.
I was, too, and I didn't know if I should turn around, go back. But I kept on going, and he said, is this your car? And I said, yes. So he said, well, you see, you parked too close to my car. I said, okay, I didn't mean to. Excuse me.
Okay.
He couldn't do the passenger side crawl through like I've done so many times.
Yeah. Okay, so is that when you kissed him?
No.
Okay.
This will shut him up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good question. Like, at what point do you find a guy who's angry at you and critiquing your parking attractive?
I wasn't even thinking at the time. So I just pulled out of the space where I was parked. And guess what happened?
What?
I hit his bumper moving out of the space.
Alexis is like, those are the times I usually just leave.
I'm like, what happened this morning?
Did you speed off or did you stick around?
I stuck around.
Okay.
And he said, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
That's got to be rough. And
embarrassing,
sure.
too.
Sure. I mean, this sounds very romantic, but at what point does this turn into like a date situation?
Or was this it?
I gave him my business card with some information from the insurance company.
Good girl.
Okay.
And, you know, we started talking after that.
On the phone?
On the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he called you. All right.
Yeah. So we were both kind of venting about how we both had bad days that day. That was a bad day for me and bad day for him, as he stated.
Caused by you, but that's okay.
At least he knows it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Nah. And he's apologizing to me also, he did, for his anger.
Oh, that's nice. He's like, look, I'm nice. Sure I was mad.
Well, that's a good sign, too.
Yeah.
So did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
I asked him out.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Hey, bold. Yeah.
Was it like, how did you preposition that?
I just was saying, well, since we both had bad days and I kind of messed up bumping into your car, and I just thought it would be nice, you know, maybe we can both go out and have dinner. And he said, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
I like that. It's we both had bad days. Let's go grab a nice meal together.
I got to try that the next time I get into a fender bender.
Same here. I would have a lot more dates.
Okay. So you guys went out to dinner then. How did that go?
Yeah, it went okay, except I guess I had one too many margaritas. And I let something out as I was talking about how I was at this same restaurant where we were and that I had hooked up with a random guy in the club.
I mean...
How's your food? It's great. I know I had sex with somebody here.
I don't think she meant at the restaurant. Like, you guys just, like...
No, not like that.
Okay.
I was at the restaurant with my girlfriend, and when we left there, we went to a club nearby.
And that's
where the hookup happened.
Yeah, but the most shocking part of the story is the guy I hooked up at the club. That wasn't my boyfriend that I hooked up with.
Oh, you had a boyfriend?
Oh.
Yes.
This is a cheating story that you told on the first date.
You told this by choice.
I told you I had one too many margaritas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you had six too many margaritas.
Yeah.
That tells a cheating one-night stand story.
Was there a proof in the drinks?
But so how did you, were you able to recover after admitting
how?
That?
No, we wrapped up the night.
Okay.
Yep.
Gave me a handshake.
I think nothing might be better.
Gosh. I mean, are you single now? Before we call this guy, I just want to make sure.
Good question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And so since the end of that night, after the handshake, have you guys spoken at all?
No, the weird thing, he was supposed to be in touch with me, you know, regarding the insurance stuff, but he hasn't done nothing.
Oh, really?
No. And he was a cute guy, and we did connect, but before I opened my mouth...
Kind of blew it.
I mean, gosh, this is going to be a hard one to come back from, right?
I know.
I mean, everybody's made mistakes in relationships before. That part's
not
relatable.
Me.
I know. I mean, you may need to go and hit his car again. Just to spark things up, but
how about we just call him?
I miss you.
Good idea, Brooke. That's a little bit easier. Let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll try and get your second date update right after this. Hold on, Candace.
Okay.
Second date update.
For a second, I thought Candace called us for the wrong segment. Mm. She really should have been on Busted, where we hear cheating stories from our significant.
Poor Candace.
But no, Candace really does want a second date after a one night. Misguided foray into infidelity, let's call
well
it.
Well said, Jeff. Yeah.
You know, that can happen to anyone, right, Brooke?
I haven't done it in a very long time.
Right. That's why.
I
know. That's why
Roy
is waiting in the parking garage for you as soon as the show is over.
I've never cheated on my husband. But, you know, like boyfriends, it didn't
when you were dating, you cheated.
I mean, where the relationships didn't really matter, does it really...
Let's move on.
So you support Candace in what she did.
I don't.
You guys
I'm just
cheers.
Saying that, like, I get it, Candace. Like, I feel you.
You guys are focused on the wrong thing. That was a story that I told a long time ago.
Yeah. See,
I know, but...
mine was when I was in college, too.
Okay, stop trying to explain yourself, Brooke.
You never get forgived. It's not like, it's been 10 years, so it's fine now.
I think that there's a time.
Anyway, after admitting to Teddy that she hooked up with the wrong person that wasn't her boyfriend, she now wants us to call him and try and help smooth things over to maybe get a second date. Now, before we call him, is there anything else that you admitted to him that we need to know about before we do this?
No, that was the only thing.
Okay.
That she remembers, at least, because there was a lot of margaritas involved.
Okay.
So who knows
right.
what else
That's
came
right.
out.
I forgot.
But we're going to find out for sure. I'm ready to dial Teddy's number. Are you feeling ready, Candace?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if he answers and find out what he has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Teddy.
Yeah, this is Teddy.
Hey, Teddy, what's up, man? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Broken. I never heard of you guys. So, I mean, what's this about?
Yeah, not Broke. It's Brooke. Yeah. Brooke is
Same.
My co-host.
Yeah. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, what is this about? Did I win something?
Maybe.
In a way, kind of, but
I'll tell you
not
no.
really.
I'll tell you right
well,
now. No, you didn't.
We don't know for sure yet. This is something we do called a second date update, where we help our listeners get back in touch with people that they went out with after they've been ghosted.
I haven't been out in a minute, so what's this about?
Well,
you haven't been out in a minute.
You went to dinner recently, right?
Yeah, with a woman named Candace.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now I get it.
Okay.
Oh, did you not consider that a date?
I mean, we were hanging out. I don't know what you'll call it.
Okay. Well,
we were hanging out, you know?
Sure. We'll call it a hangout, too. But the whole point of us doing this is Candace has been trying to get a hold of you after she had a really nice time with you that night. And she doesn't understand why you're not responding to her. Especially because you guys are supposed to stay in contact after the whole fender bender thing.
Yeah, she owes you money, right? Or her insurance company does.
Yeah, she sure does. But, you know, things got busy for me. You know, life moved on. We had an interesting time. It was cool.
Interesting.
An interesting time.
I mean, was there any chemistry? Were you attracted to Candace at all?
I thought she was okay. She was attractive. But it wasn't like when you asked me earlier, was it a date? It was something we went out. We, you know, I know she told you how we met. And she hit my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought she was trying to skip one of the insurance bill by saying, hey, I pay for your dinner. You know, just don't tell anybody about the car accident.
I mean, that's possible. But yeah, I mean, we spoke to Candace earlier, man, and she told us the whole backstory about how you guys met and when you guys went out to dinner. And she did bring up that there was kind of an awkward moment where she told you a story about going to the club and she feels kind of embarrassed about what she admitted to.
Oh, yeah, I would have felt embarrassed, too, what she said, you know?
Yeah, where she cheated on her boyfriend with some dude at the club.
Yeah, that was actually a big moment for me hearing that.
Yeah, I bet.
For
us, too.
Did the attractive level of her drop after she told that story?
Yeah, it wasn't really more about her. It was really more about me, you know? I came to a big realization that time, like, I shouldn't be here right now.
Oh, whoa. You came to a realization?
So you don't get cheated on?
What realization are you coming to?
Well, my girlfriend was at home, and then I realized I shouldn't have been out doing what she did.
You're in a
Stop.
Relationship?
Did you know you were on a date?
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry, but the irony
of
it all.
Coming.
Like I said, it was just more of a hangout. I didn't know I was putting myself in a bad situation and being there. I didn't know she was going to tell me about her past and things of that sort.
I see why we use the word hangout now.
We weren't going to get married or go down the aisle. It was just a hangout.
Well, hold on a second. You're saying that moment when she admitted to cheating was a realization for you. What were you thinking before that moment?
I wasn't really thinking of anything. I just wanted to go out and have some fun and hang out. But when she told me that story from back in the days, I realized that I shouldn't be here right now.
So, like, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, like, that you thought it was, like, an insurance meeting
or
something,
too.
You know? But you were going out to have fun?
I mean, it was to have fun, too. I knew it wasn't going to be an insurance meeting 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's honest.
That's good you're being honest, but
that's honest. You
didn't kiss or anything, did you, right? You just
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
You're being honest.
Yeah, you didn't cheat.
You're being honest with us right now, but were you honest with Candace? Did Candace know that you had a girlfriend?
Well, that wasn't supposed to come up. We were just hanging out.
Okay. That makes it sketchy.
You were trying to hide it from her, it sounds like. Well, can't hide it anymore because I got to let you know, Teddy, that Candace has actually been on the other line listening and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, man, you guys set me up. Now,
Candace?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked and surprised that you didn't tell me that you had a girlfriend. We wouldn't have went on a date, Teddy.
Oh, it was a date.
She's calling it a date, man.
It wasn't no date. We were just hanging out. So I just met you. So how was it a date?
You should have came out and told me you had a girlfriend because we wouldn't have went out. Because you know what I call that, Teddy? Cheating. You a cheater.
Oh. And that's the pot calling the kettle black. Look at you.
I know.
Yeah, but she's not still in a relationship.
No.
She made a mistake.
I mean, wasn't talking about me and cheating. You've been cheating before me.
Oh, it's who did it first?
And I didn't even cheat. You said you
hooked up. Let me tell you something, Teddy. I heard you.
I wasn't dating at that time. I told you a story happened back in the day. That was over a year ago.
Here comes the violin.
Okay. And you know what you can do, Teddy, for me? Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Okay. I like it.
Either that was a dig or somebody's making pancakes today.
So did you come clean with your boyfriend then right after that hookup and you guys broke up immediately because you felt so bad about cheating on him at the club?
I'm not going to talk about that. You know, that's all in the past.
Yeah, okay. Convenient. Let's focus on the present. Okay. And Teddy, in present day, before you went to dinner with Candace, did you let your girlfriend know that you were meeting up with another woman?
I don't want to know. Well,
answer. Just like Candace said, we're not going to focus on the past.
Oh, we're not going to focus on the past. Okay,
so
Teddy.
I don't care minding my business. You guys call me.
Okay, well.
Did you tell her after you went out with Candace that you had met up with a woman?
That's in the past. You're trying to bring my past in the future. I left that alone a long time ago.
That's what cheating is.
Unless you're literally currently hooking up with someone right now, it's all of your cheating is going to be in the past.
There's nothing to tell, you know? It's how time works.
It's just like about intent. Maybe there was a little bit of intent there. And in the court of law, that's enough to convict.
Okay, but benefit of the doubt, Teddy, did it scare you straight? Right? Are you never going to do that again?
I'm never going to do that again. This is in the past. There's no remix of the past. I'm trying to mind my business and you guys are calling me about something that happened in the past.
Okay. Let's forget about the past. Let's erase our minds about what happened in the past. Let's talk about the future. Would you guys like to see each other again? Because we'll offer to send you guys out on another date and we'll pay for it.
Can we send him and his girlfriend on a date?
Yeah.
I'd like to see two cheaters hook up with each other.
Okay.
If two cheaters hook up, then it cancels it out.
Oh, you know, I do faithful. Think that might be how it goes.
You need to shut your mouth. I'm not no cheater.
Yeah.
Oh,
currently, that's true. In present day, that's true.
Okay.
Well, at least if she was going to call me a cheater, I should have got something out of that night. I should have got something. I didn't get nothing.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you are interested in seeing her for another date, maybe.
No, we are not endorsing this. This is a mess.
Nobody cheat on anyone.
Oh, so is it a no then?
No, it's a no. Definitely no.
All right. Good boy, Teddy. Good boy.
You have a good life, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's clear. Yeah.
She'll see you at the club later tonight, all right?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.